Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I'm especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Debbie Meyer back on the show. Debbie is the co-CEO and the co-founder of Housewares America. She is the lady who invented the green bag, but the thing I'm the most proud of her for is she invented the cake cutter, and which is also the pie cutter, which is also the cheesecake cutter, which I guess could be, I don't know what else, what other kind of things could I cut with this? I'm still working on that, Debbie. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I guess it could be.
Happy to.
You're gonna get a. Can you need to invent a watermelon cutter and I don't
sure
know.
I'm sure if you can cut anything with it, you'll find it, Jim.
You're exactly right. If it can be eaten, I'll make it happen. Debbie, thanks again for hanging out with us, folks. You've seen her all over HSN. You've seen her all over television, ladies. If you've ever used her green bags, I know you're a big fan, and who hasn't. Everybody needs your green bags, don't they, Debbie?
They sure do, and apparently everybody has recognized the value of saving money because we're now at over 750 million of my green bags sold.
Wow!
So it's
congratulations.
Yeah, people recognize, thank you, saving money.
And you make $5 every time somebody uses one of those, right?
Oh, yeah. So you'd be calling me in Fiji.
There you go. I don't think I'd be calling you. Debbie, one of the things that we're going to kind of change themes a little bit from what we usually talk about today. You want to talk about things that you learned, as you say, from your mother about how to be successful in life and in business. So how did all this get started? What caused you to reflect on these things?
Well, you know, I recently started thinking that I get a lot of questions from entrepreneurs, would-be entrepreneurs, students, people who are thinking about opening businesses, people who are actually even thinking about closing businesses.
Yeah.
I hear from every single area, and they ask me what makes you keep going? What are the things that, what's in your gut that makes you say, I'm going to keep it going. This is the way I'm going to live my life. And
how do I know when I've gone far enough?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a big one.
And these are all things that harken back to essentially the way my mother, kind of taught me to live my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I distilled them into seven, distinct attributes. With her, it was more of, you know, conversations and instilling things in you without saying the words.
Well, and if she's like my parents, it wasn't so much what she said as how she lived.
Absolutely.
And even though you and I, we're wordsmiths. As I don't know about your mother, but my parents were not wordsmiths. But we are, and so we try to put words to these things, and it was just their life, wasn't it?
It is, and you know, that kind of communication that they used, which went obviously straight to our hearts, was difficult, would have been difficult, I think, for them to have put written form.
Well, they weren't trying
so
to teach
it's our
us.
Our job to communicate it.
They weren't teaching us. They were living and loving us.
That's right, and they were hoping to deliver to the world better human beings, good, complete human beings. And I want to help people by delivering to them these messages. I hope that I'm helping others deliver the same message.
One is vision. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, vision is always your dream, what you're looking at in your head, as opposed to what you're looking outward at. And I always think, you know, never stop dreaming, even if you're awake. You know, you got to keep dreaming. And that all the dream is fabulous, and that passion is fabulous, but you have to have a plan to make that come true. Sitting someplace and just dreaming all the time is not going to make it come true. The rest of it is go to work, get to work, mm-hmm. make a plan, understand what it is that you want to do, and make a plan and find people to help you.
But
plan.
Is your vision the thing that keeps popping up the most often? You have a lot of things in your mind probably, yes. But the one thing that really keeps popping up, what do you think?
Yeah, I do. I think there are lots of little, you know, the vision is the overall, the dreams are the little things. The dreams get, you know, define your vision. Mm-hmm. I think your vision is the overall, but you cannot just rest on that. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to keep that in your mind. It's important to keep it on a piece of paper. Write it down. Right. Put it in a drawer. Yeah. Open the drawer, look
have
at it.
Have it look back at you from a piece of paper. Debbie, hold on to that thought. Quick break, folks. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.